Thousands of people were out on the streets of Kinshasa, the capital of the Democratic Republic of Congo. They're angry at President Felix Tshisekedi and his government. They tried to march to Parliament to deliver a petition, but police used tear gas to stop them. The demonstrators object to the recent appointment of a new electoral commissioner called Denis Kadima. They say his appointment was irregular and illegal, and that Tshisekedi's planning to rig the next election.
He stole the past election, and today he's forced the nomination of Kadima so that he can win elections in advance. Just look around us, you can smell the suffering of people.
It comes at a time when the economy is down because of COVID-19. Many of Kinshasa's 15 million people are struggling even more than usual.
They're also angry about a recent mobile phone tax that's been introduced 3 months ago here in Congo. All users have to pay at least a few dollars every month. It's deducted from their phone credit. And they say they don't know where the money is going. Some people say it's going to the presidency. It amounts to tens, even hundreds of millions of dollars. And they say that they believe this money is being stolen.
The mobile phone tax is just one of the ways that people here say public money is being misused.
This is our country, and no one will stop us from claiming our rights. President has to remove immediately his illegal tax, which is illegally stealing our money from the phone. Also, we refuse a politicized electoral commission. We want things to change now in this country.
President Tshisekedi says he had the agreement of most religious groups when appointing the electoral commissioner. There's meant to be a consensus among all. He didn't have the agreement of the Catholic and Protestant church leaders. They're powerful here. It was them who called for the protest, along with rights groups and opposition politicians.
The government has been elected to do just that, to take care of his people. That's our message to the ruling country party, to the ruling people. Take care of what the people is saying. The voice of the people is so high now, and we're gonna not end if the government doesn't hear us.
People here think Tshisekedi is taking control of institutions that are meant to be independent. The next election is still 2 years away. They say they'll keep protesting. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera, Kinshasa, Democratic Republic of Congo.